Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
So we live in a world right now where you have questions about anything in life. You don't go and ask an elder anymore. You don't go and ask a trusted person. You Google it.
Yes.
Yes, and they will tell you exactly what you need to know about everything. So what are some of the things that you would normally Google?
Recipes. I do like
say because that's what you're interested in.
Yes,
that's your line of work. You're into yes. food and everything yes. else. So that's it's so helpful.
But the best part is my family will ask me questions, and I'm sit there and I pull up my phone and I go,
"Wow,
you have the entirety of human knowledge in your hand. Google it. Don't ask me. Google it."
But no, but they have access.
I know they have access to me.
They have access to Kara DeFalco. Google
like,
Schmoogle. We
like
want Kara.
Yeah, you answer.
I can understand that. All right, so each state Googles things. And so someone somewhere tabulates.
Google.
Google, I would imagine. Google decides one day, we got some time on our hands. Let's figure out what are the most popular Google searches in every state across the union.
Yeah.
Alabama, who is Jesus? And then who is Lucifer?
Yeah.
Wow, we're getting both sides covered there.
They're just double checking.
Is Donald Trump married? Well, wait a minute. Where have you been for the last year and a half? We
right.
know about Melania.
Yeah, I was going to say, that pretty girl that stands next to him?
Yes.
That one.
Exactly. And how to vote. Okay.
Yeah.
Alaska. How to smoke salmon. Hey, see, that's something right up your alley.
It totally is. Well, and the irony of Alaska is that is the only food that that state produces for themselves. Absolutely everything else has to be imported. I went to Alaska on my honeymoon. It's a beautiful, beautiful
Ooh.
Place.
Yeah.
But food is super expensive because salmon is the only thing that comes from Alaska.
And you must get so bored of it after a while.
I imagine. Like, there's
salmon
only
stew.
So many ways to prep it.
Salmon soup. Salmon candy that you suck on. It's not good.
Yeah, no,
you get sick of it. All right,
no.
What about Arizona?
Like, what is hominy?
What is hominy?
What is hominy?
What is hominy?
And what is the minimum wage?
Really?
Oh.
Things must be going really well in Arizona
yeah.
right now, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Arkansas. Where is Syria? Uh-oh. Because any day now, Syria will be attacking Arkansas. Who won the Civil War? Wow.
Which is a little frightening.
The education system in Arkansas. What is Zika? Well, I think a lot of people were asking about that.
Yeah.
Is Adele married? Because you know what? There are guys in Arkansas that think they have a chance.
Yeah, anything's possible.
And how to vote on The Voice. Wait
yes.
a minute. They tell you how to vote when you're watching The Voice.
Apparently, they're not paying close enough attention.
I guess not. All right.
Well, I'm looking at California, but I'm just kind of looking in general, kind of judging by this. I think it looks like California is one of the most curious states as they have the longest list.
They have tons
list,
of questions here.
The longest list. I like, what is Jell-O?
What really is Jell-O?
Is that like, I feel like because California is known for being like super healthy and good eater, like maybe Jell-O is something they don't eat a lot of.
Like,
in California.
I can't eat any Jell-O at any time. Like, no.
Like,
yes.
that is sugar and gelatin, and
yes.
it's bad for me.
They don't have that at the sushi
yeah.
bar and at the California
no.
Pizza Kitchen.
I also liked, where what? Is Iraq? Is one.
Yes, where is Iraq?
And my other favorite one, because I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, is Bran the Three-Eyed Raven.
Yes. See? Wow. You're into Game of Thrones
I
as well?
I love Game
oh,
of Thrones.
Oh my God.
And my husband and I sat down for like the last week. We're like, oh my gosh, we are in a show hole because we have finished Game of Thrones. We've finished so much
wow.
TV that we're like, we don't know what else to watch
have
anymore.
I got a surprise for you, perhaps, in the next couple of weeks. We were this close to getting good old Peter Dinklage on the show and still make come on. So, yes. So
you have to bring me. I'm going to totally fangirl, though. It's
yes.
going to be bad.
Yes, you'll like be like just like be the Beatles in 64.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be like. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else in California? Grant
I like his honey vegan because that same thing I feel like is very
yes.
like hippy dippy California. And actually, that's a question I also have because technically,
what?
If you're vegan, you're not supposed to eat any animal product.
And it comes from a bee.
And it comes from a bee. So I'm not.
A bee is an animal.
I would say honey is not vegan by that standard.
See, this is why your family does not Google. This is why your
yeah,
family
cares. This is why
cares.
They just ask me.
See, it's going to become an active verb. Kara. I'm going to Kara that. It's going to become a new thing here on the program, folks. Google Schmoogle. We got Kara. Let's see. How about Colorado? What is fracking? Well, they're fracking that whole state left and right. Where is Waldo? Wait a minute. I thought we were past this. Isn't that so 1994-ish? Really?
I guess.
And did we ever find Waldo? I really...
Handful times. Spot him a
really?
Few times, yeah.
Okay. What about Connecticut?
Will Trump win? What?
It's like shaking the eight ball at Toys R Us, you know?
Yeah.
Delaware. Who runs the world? Really?
Girls. Hey, bae.
Really? Really?
Yes. Have you not heard this Beyonce song? Who run the world?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
District of Columbia. When is Ramadan? Well, you know, because I got to get the shopping done. Is there a meal that I prepare for this? I don't know. It's new to me.
Yeah, no.
It's several days, I think. That's what I was going to say.
And I think Ramadan is fasting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So you don't need it. Oh,
no,
see? So
no preparation.
No preparation at all. You don't do anything. You know, honey, we're not going to the store this week because we're fasting for Ramadan.
Yep.
Take us to Florida.
Florida. I love the places that people Google. So where is Israel?
Yes. That's a good, and it's the South that's doing this, it seems.
Yes.
So
this other one I like, is adultery illegal?
Wow. You know, obviously they already have the side dish set up and things are going along there. And you realize, wait a minute, am I breaking the law?
Yes.
No, you're breaking God's law.
And then very typical, I feel like, of Florida, which Disney princess am I?
Yeah, see, and those are probably vacationers that are sitting there back at the Caribbean Beach Resort. They've
right.
been to the Magic Kingdom. And so you let the kids have the tablet and they are Googling that. See, well, you figure this out.
I know plenty of adults that would absolutely Google
you're
which
good.
Disney princess they are.
Really?
Yes.
You know so many interesting people.
I do.
Wow.
I do.
Georgia. Who created God? Well, you know, if you got to ask that question, you're a little behind the times on your religion. But anyway, what is calamari?
Thank you.
Because you know what? I don't think we have many DeFalcos running around in Cobb
no.
County, if you know what I mean.
So I knew a girl in grade school who had grown up for most of her life yes. in Georgia, and she used to call pasta, something along those lines. And my soul died a
wow.
little when she said it. I was like, no.
There are parts of New Jersey she could be jailed for such a thing. That's
yes.
no good. That's no good.
No.
How to hack an Instagram account? Well, you know, where is weed legal? So I guess if you're in Georgia and you're a weed freak, you're looking to relocate.
Yes.
So you've got to find this out before you go to Zillow and
the
look
answer
for the
is Colorado.
Yes, it is. When is a woman most fertile? Now, here's the issue. I would imagine there are people that are probably Googling that after the fact, so to speak. It's, oh, no. Uh-oh.
Whoops.
Well, you know, and you try to backtrack and take care of things.
Yeah.
And the most interesting one here in Georgia, and she probably knows where I'm going with this one. Why are my nipples so sore? You know, Florida has Zika. Georgia has the sore nipple syndrome.
Yeah.
So, and there had to have been more than one person that actually Googled that, but why?
Significantly more. It made like a list.
Wow, it's a chafing issue. I don't know. Take me to Hawaii.
What is foie gras?
What is it?
Duck.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Wow. This is why your family asks you. I didn't
but
know.
But again, same thing. See, Hawaii is another one of those states that doesn't like... There's only so much there because it's small and isolated and, you know, I would imagine.
There were four ducks on
I
Hawaii and everybody wants to eat them.
Not
yes.
one of those. That's not one of those things that made it over there. What is the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life?
I would love to know the Google answer to that.
Got my phone.
I was going to say, wait, we need to actually Google this
one. All right,
one.
Let's see. We know we've got 2 minutes left in the segment, so I'll time it off
I've
then.
Been looking for this myself.
All right, so let's get this going here. So let's turn up. Let's see. Let's hope she's loud enough here. What is the meaning of life?
According to Wikipedia, the meaning of life, or the answer to the question, what is the meaning of life, pertains to the significance of living or existence in general.
Which answers nothing. $200 a month for a rotten answer
yeah,
right there.
That was nothing.
That is
That's
just
not
ridiculous.
Helpful.
You know what?
Not helpful, Siri.
See, this is why your whole family,
yes.
nobody Googles in the DeFalco family. They Kara, and that's why we're going to start
yes.
doing that here.
Yeah.
So what is the meaning of life?
I'll let you know as soon as I figure
really?
It out.
Really? Okay. All right. We got time for a couple of more. This is
okay.
going to be something else we're going to be holding on to for another segment.
Oh, my God,
segment.
Idaho.
Go ahead. Oh, Idaho. Is Ted Cruz the Zodiac Killer? Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
I tell you what.
How did you get from one to the other?
You know, you take a good look at Ted Cruz.
I mean,
you
I
start
see
thinking
it.
About things.
You could see it.
I could
but
see
really.
It. Maybe he really is. How to be single. Mm. How to be single? Wow. Sit home and Google if Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer and you're halfway there.
There you go.
What does Netflix and chill mean? We've already answered that on this show. It's a booty call. That's
yes.
when you invite somebody over to watch
hey.
Netflix and you don't really plan on watching Netflix.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
How to meditate. In Idaho? Really? Well, it's boring. It's potatoes and nothing else.
Yeah.
In the prairie. So
I feel like meditation should be easy out there. Just park yourself on the edge of a field
right.
and...
Right. It's so bucolic. It's so
yes.
quiet.
Yeah.
You could just slip into a trance just by being there.
Just driving through.
Yes. All right. We got time for one more state. Give me one. Give me a good one.
I'm just kind of going down the list.
Go
I like
ahead.
Illinois. What does OPP mean? Which, wait, okay, so it's super...
Other people's...
property.
Meow, meow. And there, we're going to leave it right there, folks. And if you're of a certain age, you remember that song. See,
yes.
Go to YouTube right now and you can listen to that song and you'll see what we mean.
Yeah.
So there you go. We live in a very stupid country now. What is the collective IQ of this country? 4.5. I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't imagine it's real high.
I don't imagine it's very high either. And we've also learned that we don't Google things anymore in this country. We Kara things in this country. Start the rage. We'll make her available. You can ask her any question you want.
Just pop on over on Facebook. Let me know.
You know, maybe we'll collect some questions for Kara one week and we will pose them to her. This is an idea for a bit. See
there
how things kind of develop on this show? Boom, it's so organic and it's there. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.